Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is going to be the same tune played by bands that include the Red Nichols on one hand and the Louis Armstrong on the others. Basically, I'll play the same tune twice. First by an outfit that includes Louis Armstrong and the second time by an outfit that includes Red Nichols. I think comparisons may be of interest. Different interpretations of the same tune are always something that I enjoy quite a bit. Okay, first tune I want to play is Everybody Loves My Baby. The first recording will be by Clarence Williams' Blue Five, recorded on November 6, 1924. And the musicians in the band are Louis Armstrong on cornet, Aaron Thompson on trombone, Buster Bailey on soprano sax, Clarence Williams on piano, Buddy Christian on banjo. The vocal is by Eva Taylor. Let me read to you what Who's Who of Jazz by John Chilton tells us about Clarence Williams. Born Plaquemine, Delta, Louisiana, October 8, 1898. Died New York City, November 6, 1965. Piano, vocals, arranger, composer, leader. Son of bass player Dennis Williams, Clarence was married to Eva Taylor from 1921 until the time of his death. Their daughter Irene did professional work as a singer. Family moved to New Orleans in 1906. At the age of 12, Clarence ran away with Billy Curson's minstrel show, working as a master of ceremonies and singer. Returned to New Orleans and began concentrating on playing the piano, some tuition from Mrs. Ophelia Gould Smith. By 1913, he began composing toward vaudeville circuit, also did extensive touring in duo with Armand Piron. They toured briefly with W.C. Handy in 1917. Formed publishing company with Piron. When this broke up, Williams moved to Chicago where he opened his own music store near the Vendome Theater. Later opened other shops in Chicago before moving to New York where he organized his own highly successful publishing company. Shared credit with Spencer Williams on many successful tunes. During the 1920s and 1930s, organized countless recording sessions. He played piano on many of these sessions, but sometimes acted solely as a director. Was a race record judge to OK Recording Company from 1923 to 1928. Occasionally led on bands at various venues, usually in and around New York. Also appeared regularly on radio programs, sometimes in company with Eva Taylor, sometimes as solo vocalist, pianist, and jug player. Concentrated on composing from late 1930s, sold publishing catalog to Decca in 1943 for a reported $50,000. Ran own bargain store in New York for many years, lost his sight after being knocked down by a taxi in 1956, but continued to work until shortly before his death. Prolific composer, his works include Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, Royal Garden Blues, West Indies Blues, etc., etc. For the comparison, I'm going to play the same tune, Everybody Loves My Baby. This one recorded November 25th, 1924 by the Goofus Five. The Goofus Five was one of the bands within the larger organization, the California Ramblers. And the members of the Goofus Five for this particular recording of Everybody Loves My Baby, November 25th, 1924, are Red Nichols on trumpet, Bobby Davis on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, Stan King drums, and that's it. So let's listen then to Everybody Loves My Baby, first by Clarence Williams Blue Five, and then by the Goofus Five, 1924.
Bye.
Fascinating how different the interpretations of the same tune can be, isn't it? All right, the next tune I want to play is I'll See You in My Dreams. It was recorded by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra in January 1925. I don't have a specific date. We have Elmer Chambers and Louis Armstrong and Howard Scott on trumpet, Charlie Green trombone, Buster Bailey, Don Redman, and Coleman Hawkins on reeds, Fletcher Henderson on piano, Charlie Dixon banjo, Ralph Escudero tuba, Kaiser Marshall drums. And then I will play that same tune by Red Nichols and his five pennies. It's a hell of a lot more than five. Red Nichols, Tommy Thunen and Manny Klein on trumpet, Jack T. Garden, Glenn Miller, and Herb Taylor on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, Jimmy Crossan, and Arnold Bilhart and Larry Binion on reeds, Mary Kellner, Joe Raymond, Lou Ryderman, Henry Whiteman on violin, Arthur Schott piano, Carl Kress guitar, Art Miller string bass, Vic Burton on drums. And the vocalist here is Scrappy Lambert. Now the Red Nichols version is for the majority sort of a concert type version, then they jazz it up towards the end and then they return to the concert, whereas the Fletcher Henderson is a straight jazz recording. So let's listen then to I'll See You in My Dreams, first by Fletcher Henderson with Louis Armstrong in 1925, then by Red Nichols and his five pennies in 1929.
Thank you. that was were mine. Tender eyes that shine, they will light my way tonight. I'll see you
that the Brunswick of I'll See You in My Dreams by Red Nichols and his Five Pennies is a 12-inch one. You can tell, of course, because that recording lasts for over 4 minutes. Okay, now I want to turn to Dinah. Dinah was recorded by Louis Armstrong on April 5th, 1930. It's Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, Louis Armstrong on trumpet and vocal, Ed Anderson on trumpet, Henry Hicks trombone, Bobby Holmes, Theodore McCord clarinet, alto sax, Chester McCord clarinet, tenor sax, Joe Turner piano, Bernard Addison on guitar, Laverett Hutchison tuba, and Willie Lynch on drums. I will follow that with a recording of Dinah by Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. This is April 18, 1929. Again, many more than Five Pennies. Red Nichols, Leo McConville, Manny Klein on trumpet, Glenn Miller on trombone. He's also the arranger. It says probably Jack Teagarden on trombone, Bill Trone trombone, or Herb Taylor trombone, Benny Goodman clarinet, alto sax, baritone sax, Arnold Brillhard alto sax, Babe Russin tenor sax, Arthur Schott piano, Carl Kress guitar, Art Miller bass, Gene Krupa drums. So let's listen then to two different interpretations of Dinah. Very different, in fact. The first Louis Armstrong in 1930, and then Red Nichols in 1929. Thank you.
Thank you.
I haven't said anything about Louis Armstrong and Red Nichols in terms of biographical information. I don't think there is any need. Of course, Louis Armstrong and Bix Beiderbecke were the two cornet players in the 1920s, and Red Nichols was not far behind. He was the most prolific recording artist in the 1920s, definitely. So there's no reason then to take time telling you about those two giants of jazz from the 1920s. Okay, now the next recording I want to play is Heebie Jeebies. First recording is from February 26, 1926, Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five. Louis Armstrong on cornet and on vocal, Kid Ory on trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lil Armstrong piano, Johnny St. Cyr banjo. There is a story about the heebie-jeebies that Louis Armstrong was singing the lyrics for the tune and dropped the page with the lyrics, and that's how scatting began. Anyway, that's a story that's commonly presented in various writings. The next version that I want to play of Heebie-Jeebies is by the Redheads. That's December 1926, Brad Gowans on cornet, Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Mall trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Bill Haight piano, Dick McDonough guitar, and Vic Burton on drums. Again, the two interpretations are radically different. The comparison here is pretty good because in both cases we have a small group, five in the case of Armstrong's version, seven in the case of Red Nichols' version, but still a smallish kind of a band, and really remarkably different interpretations. So here is Heebie-Jeebies, Louis Armstrong, 1926, The Redheads, 1926. Keep burning, keep that fire, keep it, Okay, let's continue with the music. Now I'm going to play two versions of I Ain't Got Nobody. First, from December 10, 1929, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, Louis Armstrong on trumpet and vocal, Otis Johnson and Henry Red Allen on trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Albert Nicholas, Charlie Holmes on clarinet, alto sax, Teddy Hill, clarinet, tenor sax, Louis Russell, piano, Will Johnson, guitar, Pops Foster, bass, and Paul Barbarin, drums. The version in which Red Nichols plays trumpet is from April 11, 1927. It is Sophie Tucker on vocal, accompanied by Mif Mol's Molars, and the Molars are Red Nichols on trumpet, Mif Mol on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Ted Shapiro piano, Eddie Lang guitar, Joe Tarto tuba, Vic Burton drums. Again, two radically different versions. First, Louis Armstrong, 1929, then Sophie Tucker with the Red Nichols, 1927.
Cares about me. I ain't got nobody and no nobody cares about me. Somebody, come on and make a fuss over me. I sing a song all the time. If you come and be mine, sweet daddy mine, I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares about me. Nobody cares about me.
Well, let's wind up this program on comparisons of recordings of the same tune by outfits that include Louis Armstrong or outfits that include Red Nichols. The tune that I want to play is I Can't Give You Anything But Love. For the Louis Armstrong version, it's from March 5th, 1929. Louis Armstrong and his Savoy Ballroom 5. Again, there are more than five. Louis Armstrong on trumpet and vocal, J.C. Higginbottom on trombone, Albert Nicholas and Charlie Holmes on clarinet, alto sax, Teddy Hill tenor sax, Louis Russell piano, Eddie Condon banjo, Lonnie Johnson guitar, George Pops Foster on bass, and Paul Barbarin on drums. For the Red Nichols version, I go to May 31st, 1928, with Red Nichols and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miffmole trombone, Dudley Fosdick mellotron, Fud Livingston clarinet tenor sax, Joe Venuti on violin, Arthur Schott piano, Art Miller bass, Vic Burton drums. So, let's listen then again, a comparison of the same tune recorded by two different artists. First, Louis Armstrong and his Savoy Ballroom 5 in 1929, and then Red Nichols and his Five Pennies in 1928.
Lucky day, you know darn well, baby, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program of comparisons of recordings of the same tune by different artists. I find this always very fascinating because of the enormous creativity of the musicians in the 1920s, each one taking the same tune, the same composition, and coming out with a very different interpretation. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
This is